99 to Buzz. It's a Judgment Zone with Spisano and Sandy.
So everybody could be involved in this jury, 222-2899. I want you to view this in the perspective of, if you are a woman, imagine that this is your mother-in-law.
All right.
Now, if you're a guy, Scotty, imagine that this is your own mother.
Okay. So I'm thinking about, from the guy's point of view, it's mom.
Yes, this is your mom. Now, a woman called up. Actually, I know her. We know her very well. She often chimes in on the Judgment Zone. She's like one of our go-to jurors. Anyhow, she doesn't want to go on the air this time because she doesn't want to get in trouble with her fiance or her mother-in-law, future mother-in-law. But she said that they're getting married and the dress that her mother-in-law wants to wear, it's a backless dress. Very sexy, revealing in the back.
Okay.
Classy in the front, but yet not appropriate, she thinks, for her mother-in-law. So she said no. She said, no, you're not wearing that. So to tell your mother-in-law, future mother-in-law, what not to wear to your wedding.
Wow.
Jerk or justified.
Telling me my mom what she can wear?
Yeah.
Or can't?
Yeah.
Is that jerk or justified?
Right. 222-2899.
Oh, my God.
She says that her mother-in-law doesn't have the body for it, first. And second, her mother-in-law is like in her 70s.
Okay.
So it's inappropriate for a woman of her...
Oh, my God.
Shape and age, she said.
Kidding me? What a bitch. I'd drop her like a hot potato. Bye. You can't tell my mom what to wear or not to wear. Go away. Well, don't be at the altar, jerk.
You know how some mother-in-laws are.
Oh. Jerk.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Full-on jerk.
Yeah, you can't tell. No. Figure how you are setting yourself up for failure, your whole marriage for failure. She will become a monster-in-law if you tell her what she can't wear.
What if the dress is truly inappropriate? You just let anything go.
Let her look bad, because women love to have other women look bad at their weddings so they look better.
Okay. So you say keep your mouth shut no matter what she wants to wear.
No matter what.
Okay.
And you? Are you staying neutral on this?
Well, my advice to her was kind of what you said. I said, don't start. Don't start a family feud already.
222 Buzz.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Because you guys ultimately have the final verdict.
Yeah,
it's in
your hands. Hi. Good morning.
This is going to be justified. It's the wedding day.
What?
It's all about the wife. It's all about the bride. If anything's going to detract from the, bride, it should be questioned. You don't have to be a bridezilla, but it should be like, no, I don't think so. And you talk about getting into a situation. What situation are you getting into if the man you're about ready to marry isn't going to stick up for you, but he's going to stick up for his mom?
Oh.
Man, dude, that's, no, you can't. As the bride, you can't tell your future mother-in-law. You can't start running
her. Then the son needs to step forward and say, Mom, I love you, but please abide by her wishes. This is the woman I'm going to marry. Please make her day happy.
I don't know, man.
Wow, you all are, right. I guess, a better husband than Scotty is.
Where did that come from?
Well, because you wouldn't stick up for your wife, and he says that's what you need to do.
No way. I'd stick up for my mother before my wife.
As much as you love your mom, and I love my mom to death, she's since departed, but I would say, Mom, I love you, but this is the woman I'm going to spend my life with. This is the woman I need to make happy from day one.
What do you guys think? We got to come up with a verdict, an official, clear, defined verdict, jerk or justified.
I think it's a jerk.
Yeah, man. You can't tell you your mother-in-law what to wear.
Exactly. I mean, you know, you only got one mom, and if your soon-to-be wife can't deal with it, then I guess there's going to be other women out there.
Hi to Buzz.
I'm going to say justified.
No way.
And you know what? I actually did something similar.
You did?
Now, I did. So my husband had been married before me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was marrying him, all I did was I asked my mother-in-law not to wear the same color that she wore at his first wedding. So I have to tell you, she did.
Wow. What a way to set the stage.
Well, you know, her and I, we actually had a very good relationship. But I'm not going to lie, that kind of started a peeing contest between the two of us for a while.
You think?
And, I mean, I was not a jerk about it, I don't think. I did not even tell my husband that I told her, but I asked her. I said, I would just feel more comfortable. She wore blue. I said, if you didn't wear blue to our wedding.
Right. But she did
anyways. She wore a beautiful royal blue dress.
Wow.
Out of all the colors in the rainbow.
In your face.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Wow. So you still think it's justified?
I do think it's justified. I mean, I tried to explain my reason. And you know what? If you put the shoe on the other foot, if she wants her son to be happy and she wants our marriage to work out, I would think, I mean, I have children too, so I would not want to start my son's marriage out that way. I mean, come on, there's 50 billion other colors in the world.
That's why you shouldn't have said anything, because it created a problem.
Yeah, it didn't work. Well,
anyway, all right.
Thank you. It's a tight jury. What do you think?
I think it's justified. First off, it's the bride and the groom's special day, so they should have most of the say. And that actually happened to me with my wedding with my ex-wife. And basically, I just told my ex-wife, well, you go down and pick out the dress that you want my mother to wear.
Buzz.
Good morning. I think they're both jerks.
Okay.
But if the daughter-in-law really doesn't want her mom to wear that, or doesn't want the mother-in-law to wear that dress, have the son see her in it first. Mm. And then he can decide if you really think it's appropriate for his mother.
Oh, way to pass it off to your future fiance. That's a test.
It's coming from him.
Wait a minute. Now, what if your fiance is like Scott? Scott would side with his mom. He just said that.
Yeah.
Well, then, you know what? You can say, you know, I think it's a great dress. I just don't know if it's appropriate. However, if you really want to wear it to the wedding, I'm not going to stop you.
Passive-aggressive 101 right there.
All right, so now that was good advice, but now if you're just going to decide jerk or justified, for her to say, Mom, no.
Just flat out say no, jerk.
Thank you. Hi, Buzz, jerk or justified. The bride wants to tell the future mother-in-law you can't wear that dress.
In a nice
justified.
Way.
Yeah.
She's justified. If the dress isn't appropriate, why are you trying to take attention off the bride?
Mm-hmm. You know how some mother-in-laws are.
She can't look better. A 70-year-old woman with a backless dress can't look better than the bride.
Well, she's saying inappropriate.
No, and it's going to defer attention to the mother-in-law, and that's not okay. I mean, as long as she's not being rude about it and giving her good reason, then I don't see why the mother-in-law can't just say, okay, you're right, and pick something else to wear.
Oh, God, this case. Thank you so much. This case keeps going back and forth.
I know, it's awesome. Okay. I love the buzz. Jerk or justified.
Well, the bride is definitely being a jerk because it's in her mind that it is inappropriate. And I realize it's her day, but her mother-in-law wants to wear, you know, what she wants to wear too bad, you know?
Yeah.
That's the whole how I look at it. And if my mother-in-law wanted, you know, she did wear a nice dress. But if she wanted to wear a dress that she wanted to wear, who cares? This is about me, you know, and to heck with it. Who cares? As long as the fun. I mean, it doesn't really matter. And she shouldn't be so judgy.
Judgy.
You know? Yeah. Well, that's what we do here in the Judgment Zone. We are judgy.
I think she's a jerk and she sounds like a really spoiled brat.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Okay. Hi. Now it's tied up again.
Okay.
So do you want the next one to be the verdict, or do you want to rapid fire a handful?
Well, just let's take the next two, see what happens, all right?
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Possibility of tying it up again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Hi, the buzz. Jerk or justified?
Hi, say jerk. Who cares what she wears? Who cares? people are always worried about all the dresses that everyone else wears. As long as the dress isn't white on anyone else, who cares?
Beautiful.
Okay. So now, because you wanted to do the next two, now this next one, if it's jerk, case is closed.
Right.
If this next one is justified, we're back to a tie.
Call 222-2899. Let's see. Hi, the buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
Going justified.
Of course you are, because you had to tie it back up. This is a never-ending case. Okay. That's it. We're ending it here.
Hi, the buzz. What is it? You make the decision. Is this jerk or justified for the bride to say to the mother-in-law, the future mother-in-law, you please don't wear that dress? What is it?
I think it's a jerk. Oh,
yeah.
There you go. Case closed.
Thank you.
Yep. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.